Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations.
So now it's time for IP in the News, and we have a very interesting patent from none other than Ford Motor Company. It's a patent application, but it's all about monitoring your fellow drivers. So this patent talks about technology that allows your car to monitor the speed of other cars. And if the other cars are going too fast, they get reported to the police.
Yes, and we found this on Car Scoops. It was written by Stephen Rivers. Police could then decide whether or not they're going to go after you.
My first thought was that you're either going to be tagged or all the other cars around you are going to get their information sent to the police, right? Because who travels the speed limit? I guess some people do. But I'm also a little upset that somebody would think of something like this because they really are kind of ratting out your fellow drivers.
Good luck using it on the Garden State Parkway here in New Jersey.
I wanted to ask our guests what they think about this patent. Mike?
Well, you know, hearing about it, I'm like, there would be a barrage of reports coming in. There's a lot of people that are lead foots, but I also do know that the insurance companies have these little modules that they want you to put in the cars too to track all of that data. So it's just kind of like, who's thinking of this and why are they trying to figure out how to monetize? They think it's a big breach.
Llewellyn.
I would have to say, this isn't serving anybody. Like, what is stacks of data going to do? If I'm on the road and I don't like it, I want to turn my camera on you. You know what I mean? That will satisfy my road rage and be like, ugh. You know, I feel like this is what this is doing. This is satisfying the Karens of the road.
There you go. Karens of the road. Tom?
I'm going to play a little bit of a contrarian. What I like about it is if it does get that one psycho who's going 110 in a 65 off the road, then I'm for it. But how do you mitigate it from just being a free-for-all where every single person
is? You can't.
They had another patent that we talked about where the car would turn itself off if you fell behind on your car payments. So it would automatically allow for the repossession of the car. But they let that one go. There was enough of a public outcry that they just abandoned the patent because people got upset about this idea. So technology can be used for good and evil.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X,
and on our YouTube channel.
And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.